Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Believers, we are back with another episode of the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV, and we went to some dark places tonight, y'all. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, from J Plus Ben Productions, we bring you The Fork Song.
Fork, 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 fork,
fork,
fork, fork, fork, fork, fork, fork, fork, fork, fork.
This I briefly forgot that we were coming in with this song, and it's like one of the funniest things I've ever
seen. Ladies and gentlemen, was from J Plus Ben Productions.
Let them put themselves
the fork
over.
Song.
Oh, yay! God bless.
God. J Plus Ben Productions, shout out.
For giving us the most perfect intro music for tonight's episode.
By far the best.
Guys, we're back with the Lucha Underground After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 3, episode 26. It's Phoenix to a Flame, but it's so many F words that I keep wanting to say fork.
Well, like fork
it's all I can think about, really. Guys, my name is Ty Matthews. You can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. Joining us once again.
Hi.
Once again.
She's back. I cleaned up the coyote blood, and I'm good. I'm back.
Oh, I didn't know if you were allowed
Speaking
to talk
of dark
about that.
Places. Guys, you can find her online at Rachel Slate Evans or Rachel Slate Evans depends on your brain works, or www.com/youtube.com/snarled.
You can actually go to snarled.com, and it'll take you to youtube.com/snarled.
There you go. Guys, it's Rachel Evans.
Hi. I'm so scared that my okay, so my volume's up on my phone. And I don't know how to turn it off.
You just can't turn it off.
Guys, to Rachel's left, you know him.
That was from Rambo.
You love him. He loves Rambo. You can find him online at Jimbo in the Booth. Guys, this is James Frank.
Hello.
Hello.
That fork song. What a way to stumble
Good
on some
Lord.
Gold right there.
Guys, I got to give credit to our lovely producer for tonight, Mr. Neil Plumley.
Yeah.
Shout out, Neil.
You're okay.
All right, then.
Bye, Neil.
Well,
whatever.
Well,
Neil's like, fuck it, put it on the wide, and I'm out.
Neil, where can they find you?
You can find me all over the internet at .com.
Yeah!
Bless
oh,
up.
Oh, snap.
Bless up. Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy. What an episode to talk about tonight, guys.
I loved it.
This is a really, really good one.
It was very roller coaster-ish for me.
It was.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is really cool. This is whatever. This is fucking cool. Crazy. What's going on?
It's a lot happened.
What did you feel
this Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, my God, thank
right.
you. What do you...
Happy birthday to Rachel, who just got verified, BT-dubs.
Yeah,
blue check mark.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I am verified on Twitter, which means my life has changed.
There you go.
Every day I walk down the street knowing that I'm better than everybody.
You're about to have... Or you have a million views on one video?
Are your DMs still open?
My DMs are still open.
Call an ambulance!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm very important, and I tweet very important things.
Right.
I'm an idiot. Person.
Kenny
I'm
King
garbage.
Just got kicked off The Bachelor. He was on X-Pac 1236
oh,
this week.
There you go.
And
he didn't get kicked off. He left by his own accord,
well,
by the way.
His DMs are open as well,
they
are popping. Now you're out of control.
I thought he got sent home, Rachel.
No, he didn't get sent home. He said, I don't think I should be here because I don't feel like we're in the same place as in our relationship as you are with the other guys. And she's like, honestly, you're such a good guy. You should go be with your daughter. And he's like, I know. And he left. It wasn't... He didn't get kicked off. Hold on. What's his handle?
All right. Guys, let's talk about this episode. Let's talk about Phoenix to a Flame. Let's talk about Jeremiah Crane versus Taya kicking off tonight's episode.
Badass match.
Boy, oh boy, did they beat the dog shit out of each
Holy
other.
Holy cow.
Just from the right. from the start of her being
Truly.
Like, whoa, wait. And then slapping the shit out of him.
And then him
and then
slapping
the shit out of her.
Amazing.
low pay dive.
Right,
Straight like Rachel's forearm to your face. Here, Rachel, when he goes like
no, Rachel
this.
Knows.
No, I know what it is.
Oh, you know what
that's,
it is.
That's one of the five moves that Rachel knows.
You know, it's, no, I know more like seven now. It's honest, I am learning.
The more you
the
know.
The through the rope dive.
No, I know what it is, like Jimbo. Okay. Frickin'.
Well, I'm excited we got the figures back.
No,
so
I know.
We
I'm excited. Don't worry. It'll happen.
Guys, if you're not watching the YouTube version of the show, we got these bad boys to help us explain moves to Rachel.
Okay, if you're not watching the YouTube version, here's a complete physical form of thing that
right,
we're doing.
Exactly. Hey, iTunes listeners, as much as we appreciate you, as much as we want you to give us 5 stars if you're nasty, please join us over on YouTube in addition to iTunes.
Yeah, I need somebody to tell me what, my hair looks awful.
I think your hair looks wonderful.
Thank you for feeling that way. People think that I look like, whatever, Robert Smith. But
that cannonball to his feet.
Oh, boy.
But that comes later.
That
Wait.
Was such a graceful landing. That was such a graceful landing.
We were talking about why, not why this is so impressive, because it's like so many reasons. Mm. But one thing about these two in the ring together is that they're both so...
Dense is the word you use.
Dense is the word I use. It seems like a neggy word, but it's not. Dense.
It's, no,
they're dense. They are strong, and everything they hit is super heavy.
Right.
And so everything looks like the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, right. Not... In a
no,
ouchy,
but the,
ouchy way.
The most painful, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She's his density.
She's my density. It's such... They're both so good at giving and taking beatings.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
And just, yeah, just getting hit in the face very, very hard.
Oh, my God.
And I know...
Honestly, this was one of the best matches I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Like, this really, yeah, this there, I was there for this one.
There was no lull, like, there in the audience.
Not, no,
I was
not
like,
there.
Wait a minute, you
I'm
were at
there,
the temple for
there,
this?
Figuratively, I'm there for this.
I was like, you,
I'm
mud a truck.
Here
I'm
for you.
I'm here for you.
Oh, by the way, whoever tweeted at me, if you saw me in this episode, no, you did not.
Because you've
you.
Never been
Rachel's,
to the temple.
I've never
been
to
the temple.
The temple because nobody would take me.
We're gonna fix that. Season 4.
Season 4.
God bless. Soggy God bless boys. Us, everyone. Hail Satan. I'm gonna.
No.
How? What are the?
A lot of Satan heads in the studio tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
But yeah, I haven't. Everything. There was no dull moment, and it. They are both so quick.
Right.
I don't think I realized how quick Taya was until I saw her in the ring with Jeremiah Crane, who I repeatedly will say is, like, Speedy Gonzalez. Like,
right.
He never rests.
Right.
So, oh, God, it was so good.
There's a moment where... So Jeremiah Crane hits a kind of a low bicycle kick to her while she's seated against the bottom rope. She, kind of fighting spirits up, stands up. Hits him with a big running elbow, immediately running clothesline in the corner, slides, baseball slide, into the double knees. Like, it's so, like, quick, one after the other.
And precise. Like, they land, it seems like they land exactly where they're, it's so intentional.
Right. Everything is very, very crisp and very,
oh,
like...
Oh, God.
Yeah. That sounds kind of interesting.
Oh, you should check it out sometime.
Oh boy!
Right
but
after
yeah.
she does that double knee, as they go face to face, and they just start slapping each
oh
other
my
in
God.
The center of the ring.
That I mean, like, props to Lucha Underground for having the balls to actually like do that spot and show that spot on TV.
Yeah,
that was sketch for
not
me
lot,
too.
Not
I was
a
just
lot of
like,
people.
Oh,
no, I don't know about all this.
As a woman, I loved it. It was great to see because
it's one thing to have, and I cannot stress enough how much I am not. Advocating violence against women, but it's one
non-consensual
thing.
Violence.
It's right. Exactly. There you go. It's one thing to have a wrestling match where like a woman and a man are grappling with each other and sexy stars like flying around with like ranas and head scissors and stuff. And then there's Jeremiah Crane and Taya slapping each other's faces extremely hard.
Just brawling.
Right.
Even the difference between a forearm. Like, if they were going forearm for forearm, it'd be like, oh, okay.
Right.
But
oh, we've
legit,
seen this before.
Legit slaps to the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
One
I
for
also,
you, one for me. One
I
for you.
I think I would have felt differently if she had, like, held her face afterwards. Like, if she had done that typical sell, but she didn't. She just kind of, she, like,
that's
I thought
point.
She legit got knocked out.
Right.
Because I was like, right on the button, he just caught
I've
her.
Seen,
he caught her right on the chin, and
we've
her
seen
knees
of
went
people,
out.
Like, we've seen plenty of people get knocked out with slaps before.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, but it's.
No,
but I think you bring up a really good point in that a lot of the, a lot of kind of the subtext is in how she reacts and how she sells this beating.
Yeah, because it didn't at no point was it. it seemed like it was just the right amount of sell to get to the next place.
Right. It didn't feel, it never felt at any point in this match like he was, like she was being victimized.
No. Yeah. Not at all. It was like, completely even.
Right.
Never did you think someone from Worldwide Underground is going to come out and throw in the towel because Taya is getting beat up too bad.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that, yeah, that would have been like the ultimate kind of patronization. Yeah. But, so eventually, Taya goes up top. Looks like she may be going for a moonsault. Sexy Star is out for the distraction. And Jeremiah Crane traps her in what myself and Mark Donica and Bill Hancock lovingly call the turkey in the straw, where he traps her head.
Cheeky Nando.
Against, it's the Cheeky Nando's kick, as Matt Stryker called it.
Cheeky Nando.
Traps her head against that top turnbuckle and gives her a bicycle kick and just obliterates her face.
That's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Right.
Ow! Yeah, there's no way that doesn't hurt. There's literally no way that doesn't injure you.
Right.
At least a little bit.
Yeah, and so he follows that up with the cranial contusion to get the win and advance in the Cueto Cup.
There were two other things that Taya did during this match that I really liked. When they're fighting on the outside and he goes to powerbomb her and she gets to the next level, she does a crossbody, but she like lands right on top of his head.
Right, right. The extension that she got on that crossbody was really impressive as well.
And there was a point where she's getting out of the corner and she hits him with some kind of destroyer.
Spinning
reverse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Destroyer.
Can you do it?
His legs were like this and then she spun him like that.
Oh, that was cool. Remember? I went, oh my God. I saw it. That's exactly what I did, but in different words.
Exactly.
I was like, that was neat looking.
There you go.
And
there
then
you
Ty,
go.
Ty went, yeah, that's, yeah, that's. Was a great impression of Ty.
Exactly.
And then
good job, Rachel.
The Nux that.
Oh, the Nux. Oh, my God.
That
there's
Nux shot.
The cinematography, we talk a lot about about the angles and the composition of shots in the temple. And there was a shot after this match where Sexy Star is holding those brass knuckles. She's wearing those brass knuckles on her hand. And Taya is on her knees and she has this look like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It's really, like, everything came together in that one shot, and it told a really good story.
And I said, when I was watching it at first, my guttural reaction was to be upset that Jeremiah Crane didn't have his moment afterwards, like, to let it breathe a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then I realized how much I liked it that he just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that adds to, he's just, like, he's a killer.
That was, exactly, that one of the things that I had enjoyed about the NXT era of Baron Corbin is that he would go in, he would win the match, and he would immediately just go to the back.
Yeah.
Like, there's something to that I think is cool.
Did you notice during this match, I think it was right after the cannonball that he did in the corner, he looked up at the jib camera and blows it a kiss?
Yeah.
Oh, that did was, he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yes, you did.
Yes. That's a new one.
That was crazy. I mean, I've sure noticed it because I went, oh, hi. Oh, hi.
Oh, maybe
who
I did.
Yeah.
Who do you think that was meant for, though? Do you think that was like a.
Katrina.
I think that was just for the fans.
Katrina, this is
but
for
I
you.
But I think, you know, if. I mean, if he was.
For when she's watching the show at home?
Well, she was standing up there later.
I don't think so.
Girl, I don't know. His whole thing is that he wants to
be
bone
with her.
Katrina.
Right, but like. He could also have just been playing to a camera.
Yeah, I hope that's it. I like that.
I thought you're never supposed to look directly in the camera.
In wrestling, of course you are.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I always thought you look like just...
Play to the hard cam, good brother.
All right.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
Yeah.
We literally say it so goddamn much in Hollywood.
Well, yes.
It's like our unofficial motto.
Me too. All
right, this next video.
We got to talk about Aerostar
so
and Phoenix.
Awesome.
We got to talk about
no
the,
curls.
The implication. Oh,
technically they are curls because he was curling up the.
He was curling,
I mean,
his whole
curling
body.
Up the
crunches,
punching bag.
Crunches.
Yeah, whatever.
He's upside down crunches.
Phoenix is a very impressive boy. He's got his legs wrapped around this heavy bag and he's doing crunches, pulling himself up, punching the bag.
Seems unnecessary.
It's very cool stuff. You know.
Okay.
Just doing what he do.
I don't know. I'm not impressed by working out.
Are you impressed by time traveling luchadors?
Yes.
There you go.
Now you're out of control.
Too far. That's just a shade too far. Let's talk about the implications of a time traveler gambling on wrestling.
Yeah. That was great.
Aerostar says that he's putting all of his money on Phoenix. Now that he's out of the tournament, he's putting all of his money on Phoenix.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of implications here. There's a lot of foreshadowing here where Phoenix is asking him, like, do I win? At the end of the segment, Phoenix asks him, do I win? And Aerostar gives him a, and then a thumbs up. Just very, very telling.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
But it's going to be a GIF
but the,
forever now.
Right.
What do you think?
But they also talk about Drago and his relationship with the Reptile Tribe.
Yeah.
And that
he's left them before.
Phoenix knows how close Aerostar was with Drago, but yeah, exactly, that he left them once before, he'll leave them again, and Aerostar says the optimism, I keep wanting to say hyper-optimism.
Optimism
is not always easy for someone that's seen the future. Like, we're getting a lot of depth and a lot of character study for, like, one of the guys that was basically an NPC at the beginning of season one.
I know.
Well, he's a fellow chucker, right?
He's a fellow chucker. A fellow cucker.
He's a fellow cucker, for sure.
Nice.
10 out of 10 fellow cucker.
10 out of 10 would cuck again.
Would cuck again.
Well, that's terrific.
I mean, it's going to take me a minute to get on board with this.
With
Aerostar doing anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he kind of in the Tejano camp with you?
No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Now they're par.
Because
before it was like, yeah, Tejano. But now I'm like, oh, no, I dig him.
I see.
And that's why I feel about Aerostar. I'm like, no, I dig him. But I don't care that... I mean, show me more.
I see.
Good brother.
Bless.
Bless up. Yeah, I just need to... Oh. Hi. I thought you were hyper-optimizing me. Hyper-optimisming.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
Yeah, it's just going to take me a second to buy.
The more you know.
That makes me feel so good when you do that. It's going to take me a second to buy into him having a storyline to BH.
Do you think?
For me.
Do you not remember him time-traveling millennia?
Yeah.
Was that not enough of a story?
I'm so excited by Jeremiah Crane still.
I know, I agree.
It's like somebody...
Don't get me wrong, I'm right there with you.
It's like having really dope sex and then somebody trying to go down on you afterwards. You're like, what are you doing? Like, this is like... Sorry, I know that that's graphic, but it's like, thank you? This is cool, but like, what's going on here?
We're kind of working backwards.
I need to sleep.
I see.
And eat a pizza.
And eat a pizza.
Yeah.
Or pizza bites. Pizza bagels.
Pizza TM.
TM.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Things could break any minute now.
I know that was graphic, but that's for me, that's...
And sometimes you gotta work blue.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
That's fair.
I literally can't explain it any other way.
I mean, I'm sure
he could see the future, he'd know that you don't want him to go down on you.
That's also true.
That's true.
Let's talk about the implications of time travel and cunnilingus, I guess.
That's all.
Who would bet on wrestling?
I thought you were going to say, who would bet on cunnilingus?
I want that to be like a new thing that people say. Who would bet on wrestling?
It happens.
No, but like embedded stuff, that'd be funny. They're like, wait. Okay, I'm tired. Let's move on. I'm going to keep talking about Bowden.
Tired Valkyrie.
I'm tired Valkyrie.
This next match.
That's like, yeah, Mil Martins versus Paul London.
That's so dumb.
It took us a little while, I think, to get there with this match.
Yeah, and now you're going to try to take me out of blue territory and then put me into a Paul London match?
With a giant cod piece.
Dude, with the genital trance. He was trying to get Mil in the genital trance. Just gyrating.
And humping.
That's what the Rabbit Tribe do.
Humping, and he's got a huge butt.
We did talk about, yeah, he had some badonk.
That's terrific.
He's got big butts, cannot lie.
Did you notice that? Or is
no,
that just...
I didn't.
How?
I noticed that he wears knee braces under his gear, though.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Good for him. Protect yourself. You gotta protect yourself.
You gotta protect your neck.
Protect yourself at all times.
You gotta protect yourself.
Right.
But yeah, no, I it took us a while to get into this match here.
Right. But once we got there...
It was good.
Boy, oh boy. It might have been that spinning wheel kick out of the corner where things really started to kind of pick up.
That was cool. But before we got there, he hits this awesome sweep. Like, he pushes Mil to the ropes, and he hits this awesome sweep.
Straight up Mortal Kombat
sweep. And
then
he's running around the ring, and he almost runs into a cameraman, and he, like, gets out of the way. And I was just picturing in my head if the camera guy's like, no, man, we're on your side. He hates us, too.
I do want, because I think they've done the Lucha Underground like comics before that are kind of in canon. Like, I want to see the origin story of Mil hating these cameras.
He just fucking hates the cameras. He hates these cameras.
What else was in this
Mil
match?
Mil hits a shoulder tackle that turns Paul like inside out of nowhere.
Oof, Magoof. Oh boy.
Oof-a-doofa.
There were a lot of spots in this match where I thought that Paul London was genuinely injured.
Right. He's very good at making you believe that.
Yeah, Ty had to keep telling me that, no, that was safe.
He's just a very good, accomplished pro wrestler.
Why didn't we get any kind of, like, video or mention of like, oh yeah, his head is still attached, even though Jeremiah Crane tried to decapitate him last week. And how is he?
That exact same
how
thing.
Is he not like hitting up Katrina? Like, hey, what the fuck is up with your ex boyfriend jumping me from behind?
Hey, bud. Yeah.
Like, girl, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
That is really weird.
I totally forgot we didn't like, really
why did
revisit
we get any
that?
Of that.
Do you feel cheated?
I do.
Yeah.
We do.
Thank God, you. Neil's on
thank
point
you.
Tonight.
But you know what? The fork song made up for that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We'll get to the forking.
But why?
Please, for the love of God, someone make like a Botchamania ending with the song cut to Marty's fork assault.
And like yeah, Abdullah the Butcher just fucking reaming
yes.
people.
Yes, exactly. Oh boy, boy, oh boy.
New Jack?
What else? Yes, oh my God, yes.
Anyone with the fork.
Anyone
in
that
wrestling.
Is partial to utensil.
Fork and wrestling.
Assault.
Now you're out of control.
Will we
see the rabbit tribe again? Try to help. I guess.
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, super kicks around the ring.
Oh, so many super kicks.
Oh, yeah. I said super kick party, and then Ty rolled his eyes at me.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
I don't even notice
wrong,
anymore.
Yeah, wrong
I
group.
Know.
Oh, boy.
Rachel. Those are bucks, not rabbits.
Nah.
That's cute.
That's really good.
That's cute.
Jimbo,
that's
I'll
really
give you that
cute.
One. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like
don't
that.
Do it again.
I'm the pun man.
One of us has made a gross error.
Oh, wow.
I'm the pun man now.
You're the pan now. He fucking hands him the sword.
Oh, boy. Yeah. What else? There's so much cool in this
I
match
love,
that I'm losing.
After, like, super kick around the ring, and
right.
he just fucking levels him with a clothesline
oh,
on the
God.
Outside. That looks so... That's the kind
of,
like...
Oh,
a lot of really good clotheslines in this match. A lot of really good right hands. Like,
yeah.
Mil Muertes' right hand is really, really impressive. Yeah.
I think my favorite was when Paul goes to dive into the corner, and Mil just catches him
oh,
and
yes.
choke slams him.
That was one of the moves
savage
that Rachel was talking about, yeah.
Where I thought he died.
Yeah.
Like, I thought
he
that was
he folded
it.
In half.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was crazy.
But they definitely really got me at one point where Paul London hits that giant double boots from the corner off of the distraction by the Rabbit Tribe, hits that second rope shooting star, gets the two count, then the top rope shooting star.
Yes. Mm. Like, you think that was a fuck up? And
no, not at all.
Justin was just like supposed to count two, but Mil didn't kick out? Because it looked like Mil didn't kick out.
No, he
right?
kicked
oh,
out.
Yeah.
I saw him kick out.
Oh, man.
It was slight, though. He just kind of put his arms forward.
Oh.
Like, he just kind of bumped up a little bit.
Because the way, like, right. Paul reacted to that, I was like, was
the way,
he supposed to win?
No, I think that was the point. I think the idea was Paul was so convinced that would be three that he didn't want to believe that it was two.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, that was so, so awesome. Yeah, eventually, Mil hits a giant, giant Reaper's Trident, just takes Paul out of his codpiece, I believe.
Mm.
And then hits
knocked
him
out of his codpiece.
Right? Then, then he hits him with that flatliner to win and move on in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Has Katrina been in the same outfit all this season with the lace?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You might be right. Yeah,
yeah
I hadn't thought about
been.
That. Interesting.
Yeah, I've noticed. Yeah. It's great. I love it. She looks like Catwoman.
Well, that's terrific.
She looks a little like Mortal Kombat 2 era Katana.
Thank
to
you.
Me.
Yeah,
you got
with
it?
The braid.
Yes,
yeah.
The braid, the lace in the front.
Yeah.
Yep.
She needs a fan.
Right.
I'm a fan.
Katana had fans.
God damn it! I hate you so much.
Oh God.
Maybe Mortal Kombat 3. Which one was?
It wasn't Mortal Kombat 2. I just did a video about Mortal Kombat 2.
After
I think it was 3.
Yeah.
After she got in the ring and licked Paul London's face, everyone chanted "Lucky Bastard."
Yeah,
they did.
Well, she licked the inside of his mouth like a goddamn dog. She licked the inside of his mouth.
Did she?
Yes, she started mid mouth, made her way up to the forehead,
and then that shot of him just like lying in bliss on the
he's
ground.
Just like, yay!
A lot of really good camera work in this match.
Yeah.
At one point, he's sitting on the top rope and he lays backwards on top of that ring post, and we got that gym shot of him from above.
Also, Vamp called him a Keanu Reeves Elvis.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
is, why'd you
which
do
is fair.
That?
Matt Stryker called him that, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. They're starting to rub off on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
We love each other.
Okay, guys.
No, I agree. Next up, we've got Tejano in a just a random bar, random locale with the beautiful Brenda.
Yes.
This was, you know that we're always on board with more beautiful Brenda.
Anytime.
But this especially, I was really into.
Yes. Very, very.
I think
yes,
this was penthouse. This was the most kind of serious we've seen Brenda before,
until she got tipsy and then she told the truth.
She told the truth that he's boring and dull.
Well, as soon as she said that, like, I could just think of Rachel.
This segment got very meta all of a sudden.
Uh oh.
Whoops.
They're listening. Ooh, they're listening. Yeah, no, this is definitely the most we've seen her. This sounds like an insult, but it's definitely not. This is the most we've seen her talk. In full sentences.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Like,
yeah.
Not just like funny quips and cat.
Not just like he's a baby.
Exactly. Like we know she's
son
hilarious.
Of a bitching baby.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I forgot about that line.
Like we know she's hilarious, and we know she's quick,
right?
Because she has to be. But this is the most we've seen her be calculating.
Yeah, beautiful. Holly Mallory's a secret genius. We know that.
She is. She is a Paul Rubens like. She is.
Paul Rubens.
No, she is Pee-wee.
That's really good.
I know.
That's a really good
She's ball. Amazing.
I love
She's
when he breaks the bottle in his hand, but he doesn't bleed or anything.
Right, no, yeah. right.
He's just perfectly
We've seen
fine.
So many bottles and break in the
show. Famous
show.
B's camera shot of him lifting his hat up.
That was such a
looking,
dope shot. And they used that shot in the trailer for season 3, and it's cool still shot. One of my favorite shots, yeah.
And then after she gets him a greeting, he's like, reeling him in. Reeling him in.
It's just weird how serious and dark this was for something that's so silly. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Why is it so nefarious?
We've seen it so silly in the temple when he's, like, walking like he just got off a horse. And, like, this was filmed, like, very kind of pulpy and very sort of noir-ish.
It seems like they want to drink his blood.
Right.
They want to drink his blood. Oh, my God. What if they're vampires?
That would put
what
a
twist.
A whole new spin. What a twist.
I mean, it is. We know what universe it's in. So.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, they're definitely not vampires. That's a stretch. But there's something going on that isn't just what we think it is.
Right.
They
right.
don't just want to make him famous, clearly.
Right.
Why do they need him? Why do they want him so badly? What's going on?
Well, remember, he was the other specimen, not Brian Cage, that was picked for the gauntlet. It was between the two of
that.
Them.
That's right.
And he lost.
Oh.
So there is some sort of precedent with the power that Teano has.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's a big dumb animal, isn't he?
He's a big dumb animal. Big ol' hoss.
Hoss. Ass. Mo.
So next week, we've got the second round of the Quedo Cup taking off. We've got Cage versus Pindar.
That should be dope.
That should be dope. PJ Black versus Prince Puma and Son of Havoc versus Dante Fox.
I hope Dante pulls a great match out of Son of Havoc.
I really thought you were going to say Dante pulls a grenade out of his tights.
That would be awesome. Like, Chuck, like fucking Chuck's Taylor
like
stuff.
Chuck Taylor,
that's what I
but
wish.
Like an actual grenade.
Yeah.
Right. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Where's Brother? Where's Brother of Chaos? Brother Havoc.
Son of Madness?
Son of Madness.
Madness, bro.
He's back at Mom's place.
Eating bagel
eating
bites.
Bagel bites.
I thought that he was... No, he eats, like, pizza rolls.
Totinos.
He's just the upside-down version of... I can't even remember any
it.
Of their names anymore.
I love
the
it.
Son of Havoc. There
you got
is.
It.
Oy vavoy.
Oy
vavoy. That's really good, though. He eats pizza rolls.
He eats pizza
right.
rolls, yeah.
I forgot there was a moment in Paul Lennon versus Mil Muertes where Paul Lennon kind of crawls between his legs and starts tickling him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Rachel had a call back to the coochie-coochie.
You want your steak charo?
Oh, man.
I'm going to charo your steak.
We got to get that.
You know what? The more I think about that Paul Lennon match, the more impressed I am by it because they really, like, I thought that I was going to be not that impressed by the match in
right.
the first minute.
Right.
It really, they built it in such a way that it's like, oh my God, Paul London is an incredible worker.
Well, and they've
wow.
put Paul London in context. Matt Stryker kept referencing his matches with Samoa Joe and Low Ki and Brian Danielson and Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
This isn't just like a brand new Paul London that's on LSD
yeah.
and
yeah.
chases little guys and thinks they're rabbit gods. No, he is the Paul London that's been wrestling for 16 years. He's just kind of weird now and kind of looks like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Drugs.
I
yeah.
like that.
That's dope.
Wait,
dope.
Did we talk about Marty?
Not
we're
yet.
Getting there.
We're about
oh,
to.
I'm so excited.
So, our main event tonight, we got Marty the Moth Martinez with a brand new lunchbox. Chekhov's lunchbox.
I love it.
It's so weird.
Versus Phoenix.
So merchable. Oh my God, sell that, guys. Make a million.
Right? Right?
It looked like an old lunchbox, but I can't imagine that his family has been down with this whole Aztec pride tribe thing that you would have a personalized lunchbox.
Well, it did.
Then.
I mean, we've talked about Marty, like vis-a-vis Dandy from American Horror Story, and the fact that he's been so privileged. And I think it stands to reason that he's the first person in his family that is like trying to embrace this whole Aztec lineage so that he can get into the temple.
So the first thing he asked for was like, I want a lunchbox that says Aztec.
Give me a lunchbox, Aztec pride.
Looks like he's had it since he was six.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
It looked like it still had the lunch in it.
He tries to shove food in Melissa's mouth as she's an Aztec.
What a dick.
She like started to chew it too. She was like, okay, wait, no.
All right, wait a minute.
Spit in his face. Very good. Very good.
He would love that.
Yeah, that's nice.
So this match, though, I feel like every time we see Marty, we see more and more of the agility that
like his standing back.
That was
standing
back. That was incredible.
Oh my God.
That was incredible. That whole spot was amazing.
I was waiting for him to do the superhero ricochet.
He almost did.
He was one hand on the mat, one hand back, and like the look up
that
away
was
from
really
doing
cool.
that Superman pose.
He continues to impress with just like he's got such an atypical body type. Like, he's so big, but he can fly kind of so easily.
He's got the Willie Mack thing, where he could just be stationary, and then all of the sudden is flying,
right.
And then is stationary.
Right, exactly. That's
like
a good...
he starts from zero.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, for sure.
Oh, man. This was such a good... This...
Yes?
Phoenix...
I thought this was slow for a Phoenix match.
Yeah, that's what I think,
yeah, it started out a little bit slow. I think it got there, it got a little bit quicker as it went on, but I see what you're saying, for sure.
Marty's just so... I'm distracted by how fun he is to watch.
Sure.
That I can't even tell you what happened in the match, except for the last part of it.
Right, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
I love the outside... Phoenix chopped the shit out of him with one nice overhand chop.
I think he might have thrown
it. And then later on, Marty gave it right back
to
him.
Right,
it was just as
loud. I think Phoenix might have thrown in a Viva Mexico before he hit that
Let
chop.
Let that do it.
What, the overhand chop?
No.
I think these are what...
Oh, no, he just said the words Viva Mexico.
Oh, okay, I was like, what? I don't know.
No, it wasn't the move, no.
I know what a chop is, you mother chucker.
God, but I'm right there with you. I'm trying to think of specifically because the post-match kind
of
chaos
There's
really
tons
took...
of great like big boots, just like disgusting take you out big boots.
Right, definitely. Yeah, lots of boots.
That double knee finisher to the face that Matt Stryker called Mothra.
Mothra. I'm not crazy about that move. I'm not crazy about that move. But
why don't you like it?
It's so convoluted. It starts out with a double underhook, goes into an Argentine backbreaker, flips over into a code breaker. Like, there's too many steps.
Do the first two of those.
The first two. Let me see here. So,
code breaker, I know.
So, hang on.
You need one that the arms
iTunes
bend
people,
backwards.
Please bear with us. So he hooks his arms. He hooks his arms underneath, right?
They can't both be like that. That's not how bodies work.
Oh, my God. They're rigid figures.
Okay, you're right.
God damn it.
You're right.
He hooks his arms.
Stay with us, folks. Things can break any minute now.
He hooks his arms underneath.
Okay.
Kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flips him up here.
Yeah.
Then up and over into the cone breaker.
Oh, I like that. I saw that.
I did not like that.
I like that.
It's too many steps.
But I did miss the first part of it.
Right.
I only saw the cone breaker.
Right, exactly. That part was cool. The landing was cool. Where they went was cool. What else was there?
I'm so distracted. Not only by the end, but just by all of his physicality throughout the match. It's so notable that everything else kind of becomes obsolete.
There was a cool moment where Phoenix or Marty goes to throw Phoenix out of the ring, and Phoenix does this really cool kind of feint.
Oh,
catches himself on the ropes, pulls himself
back in.
Yeah.
That was cool.
You know what else Phoenix did that was crazy? When Marty was in the corner and he does the run up the second rope.
Oh, yes.
Spin back kick, and I thought he knocked Marty's head off like a Pez dispenser.
We definitely had to rewind that a few times for
that
sure.
That was amazing.
That's a good pull. We definitely had to rewind that a few times.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, was that off the second rope?
Right. So eventually Mariposa tries to get involved with this lunchbox. But Melissa Santos, who we've seen kind of canoodling with Phoenix before, stops the interference.
Smitten.
A little bit.
Okay, page six. All right.
Page six.
God, canoodling. Ooh.
So she stops the interference, takes the lunchbox from Mariposa. That distracts Marty the Moth for long enough for Phoenix to roll him up for the win. Marty's not done with him. Bashes him over the head with the lunchbox. Oh. And earlier on in the match, he had really ripped open that mask.
Genuinely.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so from this lunchbox, which I did enjoy the fact that it made sense that there was a fork there. Like,
did it, though? Did you see anything in there that you would eat with a fork? Was there a fruit cup in there? Because I saw, like, crushed up Cheez-Its and a sandwich.
You don't know Marty the Mott's eating habits.
There could be an apple cup.
A fruit cup is what you would eat with a fork. Or maybe he's
just the type of weirdo that would eat foods that you don't usually eat with a fork. With a fork.
Maybe he like combs Seinfeld? His hair with a fork.
Like, do you eat the Snickers? Exactly. What, do you use your hands?
But yeah, so that thus begins Marty the Moth's assault with a...
Can we cue up that song?
With a fork. Can we get the fork song again?
Fork.
But man... Just repeated.
Fork. Dude, those kids are gonna go look on YouTube tomorrow and be like, why the hell is our video up like 50 fucking views?
So good. Is this just a looping?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was from J plus Ben.
But just repeated.
You stepped on their promo.
J plus Ben Productions. They played them before.
We know
every
them.
Time.
They now just sponsors Marty of the show. Is just taking this fork over and over and over to Phoenix's forehead. Blood almost instantly. And while Mariposa holds Melissa Santos at ringside and forces her to watch. And I gotta say, like, the acting chops on Melissa in this segment.
Totally
really,
fair.
I think that's part of the reason this got so dark and so creepy is because her reactions were so realistic.
Her, like, guttural screams
were
so real. And, like, the whole match, too, she really killed the nuanced, like, I'm supporting this man.
Right.
Face.
Right.
But that end, that was jarring.
Much blood, and then licking the wound, and then licking the fork.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, okay, Mel did say that she would do anything to make him stop.
Right.
And we didn't see them actually exit. And when the episode ended, Mariposa still had Melissa in the hold.
Right.
So I'm assuming that they're going to take her.
I think you're right, yeah.
Tell me about it.
I know.
Spooky.
I think we got a Beetlejuice-style wedding.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, wow. Marty just screaming, I love you, at Melissa.
I did this for you.
That was one of the realest things I've seen in the Dumble.
Right.
In the Dumble. This is how I dunk now.
Man, this was awesome stuff, though. Like, really, really deeply unsettling in awesome ways.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
It would be great if Dario would have come out and been like, I like violence. Yeah. But not that much
violence. Yeah, Dario said the reason. He's like, oh, buddy, you gotta chill.
You okay?
You think
you want to take a walk?
You think Marty starts wearing, like, that fork around his neck now? And that's, like, his thing?
Interesting.
Like, he always just has the fork.
That'd be interesting.
No, I want him to be, like, so normal about it. Just like, yeah, it happened. Well,
right.
Let's move past it.
Well, guys, make sure to tweet us your predictions for where you think this whole fork-centric opera is going.
Yeah.
Forktacular.
This forktacular. Yeah. This summer forktacular.
Be sure to tweet Jason and Ben.
Exactly. Production. For the fork song. Thank them for our lovely, lovely theme song.
Thank you, Jason.
But guys, thank you so much for joining us. Jimbo, until next week, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Check out X-Pac 12360.
Hi. Cool. Thank you.
Cool.
you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Sam Vance. It depends on how your brain works. And then also, www.youtube.com/snarled.
A lot of people forget the WW part. It's very important.
Wait, and on Monday, my gaming channel, Slaytrix, is launching.
There you go. Very exciting. Neil Plumley, where can they find you?
In the booth.
Neil?
Neil's like, Neil's like, just wrap it up because I want
to
go.
He had to queue up his URL, .com. Guys, you can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. You can find me on the American Grit After Show just a couple hours before this one on Thursday nights, as well as the American Ninja Warrior After Show on Wednesdays. If you're in Southern California, come check out Championship Wrestling from Hollywood every second and fourth Sunday of the month. It's completely free on the beach in Port Hueneme. It's pretty good stuff. We'll be right back here, same bad time, same bad that channel, talking episode 27 of season 3 of Lucha Underground. But until then, viva la lucha.
Fork. Yeah.
Fork, 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 fork.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Fork you later!
Fork. 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 Fork.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Fork. 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 Fork.